a study that we've really only just started, and it's a collaboration between the Department of Geography and Geology at Kingston University and the UK Missing Persons Bureau. We've been interested for some time now in particularly men who go missing on a night out. They do seem to be at quite a high risk, and certainly once a day or two has passed, then the risk is very high. So we've wanted to take a really close look at these, and this is the first time that we've got together quite a large sample of nearly 100 cases where someone unfortunately has been found dead. And it's really enabled us to start profiling what has happened to them, the circumstances of the disappearance. And one of the findings that is emerging is that there really is a peak in these cases over the winter months, and particularly December, where we see over a fifth of the cases alone of people being found dead in December. There certainly is a strong connection with alcohol in nearly all of these cases. In some cases, there are also reports of drugs being involved, different types of drugs. And that goes throughout the year as well. But I think clearly, you know, December is a month when people let their hair down. There's a lot of parties. It's partly about students and young people. There are also people going on an office night out and not making it home. But certainly, alcohol and intoxication is a theme. And I think, you know, that in some cases that causes a very immediate incident and a very immediate tragedy when someone, you know, almost stumbles out of a nightclub and have a mishap. And in other cases, it involves people who become disorientated over a greater period of time and perhaps, you know, manage to get some distance away from where they were last drinking, but still come to an unfortunate end.